write these words down, apostolic rebuilding. Rebuilding the apostolic wall. I remind you to put in your notes in the phone earlier that we've been so busy tearing down the enemy's wall, we have failed to rebuild God's wall. And so you could read that, and you had to read it now in Jericho in Joshua 6, I believe, where it took on the wall of Jericho. But the important thing now is to rebuild the wall, because there's so much calamity going on that the wall needs to be rebuilt, the apostolic wall of government, and of understanding how, so I'm going to give you some words, understand how this thing should go. Turn to the 6th chapter of Nehemiah. I want you to write these words down. Rebuilding, restoring, removing reproach. Returning. And I'm going to give you a core word to bring it all back up to you. All right? Recognition. Recognition from one of my devotional books, the one stood me up. What God is doing in me, what God is doing through me, is not so much what God is doing for me. Being through, we got stuck in the far. F-O-R. But what is God doing in me, what God is doing through me, is so important here. And this will help you push in life a whole lot too. The key to cold word, I got a book here called a devotion book, got cold word. You get your lesson in there, I'm gonna read the lesson to you all. But the cold word is, you can have it through your, through all day long, you can have it, recognition. All day long, I want you to recognize, am I letting God function through me and in me? Am I letting God, am I holding up? You know, you heard this statement, I heard it coming down here. What you're doing is speaking so loud, I can't hear what you're saying. See, people have a whole lot of saying, but your testimony is not what you say. Your testimony is what you do. And then once you do it, you don't have to say it. Everybody can recognize, they can see what you really stand for or what you really doing. So, for lack of a better word, we have to build a visible testimony, personally in our lives, that we belong to God wall to wall. There's no exception. We don't have, nobody else have no jurisdiction, and nothing else have no more jurisdiction over us. You start building that, you're gonna see a lot of things, because you let God be seen in you and working through you, everything gonna be for you. But we got stuck on the farm, the wall torn down. We're so busy tearing the enemy wall down, we have not rebuilt the wall of God, and it's been down for a long time. Now, you are going to be a remnant of rebuilding that wall. That's why disciplinary action is being taken place. Everybody got to line up and be who they're supposed to be and do what they're supposed to do. Now, some of the walls we are rebuilding, we're rebuilding government, we're rebuilding wealth, we're rebuilding health, we're rebuilding the understanding of the soul, rebuilding the understanding of the cross. All those things are being rebuilt, and it's a restoration. But it also now, I don't know if, see, this had to be in you for the hit it. It's removing the reproach off of God's glory.
Mm-hmm.
God actually, by slack and lack, in those of us who know better, are being reproached by the way we carry ourselves, even your size. You say, I'm walking with God, but if you overweight and it's constantly being overweight, that's a reproach to God. I mean, you're saying one thing, you're lying. I said, you got a problem. And so we just have to discipline ourselves to that point that we can salvage our health. I'm not going to get any help, but that's part of it. Mm-hmm. That's one part of it. To show forth that God, we're building the wall. Okay? And then now in the sixth chapter of Nehemiah, when Nehemiah saw the problem, he went in prayer. What we're going to do in a minute. He went in prayer because he wanted favor from the king so he could go and rebuild that wall. Now, God has called us here in a little place like Darrow. We're all one, part of the team, to rebuild that wall, to rebuild a wall of wealth and health and the apostolic wall, really. Okay. I'll read this to you in Nehemiah 6:16. Nehemiah 6:16. Now remember, the cold word for you today is recognition. And what I'm doing is for God to do something for me, or God to do something through me, mm-hmm, and in me. If I get the through and in together, that's where your apostle is. So I got the through and in together. Mm-hmm. So I have to concern about the far. Mm-hmm. The fuck gone out of my life. Mm-hmm. I don't have to pray about nothing. Not just money, I just life. I pray for my family in a minute, but the fall, you know, gone. When you get the through and the in properly, the fall gonna be taken care of. How many see that? Mm-hmm. Okay. See. Our concentration has been on what God can do for me. Because we're so far behind, so we believe God need to catch us up. But God don't need to catch us up. Because you know why? God ain't behind. We need to catch up to God by resisting the enemy, making sure that my spirit, soul, and body belong to God, my mind, my conscience, and just discipline yourself to be accurate with your promises. Don't be looking for no excuses. Don't be dragging behind. Don't look at the other fellow. Do what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. All right? Now, it says, when all our enemies heard of it, they perceived the hood is building the wall. They perceived that this successful rebuilding work was done by our God. I don't know what translation is in, but I'm in verse 6. Nehemiah 6:16. When all our enemies heard of it, they perceived that this successful rebuilding work was done by our God. See, so, how can I say this? Where we at this point in the ministry is, what am I going to permit God to do in me and through me? Mm-hmm. Because right now there's a reproach on his name. And we have to restore, rebuild the wall, remove the reproach, and restore the glory to God's work. You got it? That's it. So you can't do it unless you remove the wall. You gotta remove the wall, and then you gotta rebuild the wall. Because we've been fighting the other wall long enough. Alright. Here's the reason. The wall of Jerusalem had been broken down. And Nehemiah led the rebuilding effort. Okay. I want y'all to read that whole book. And then I'm in the chapter. Now he says, what exactly was his motive? See, you know, you got to have the right motive in a ministry. He did not keep it a secret. His motive was that we may no longer be a reproach. Look at Nehemiah 2:17. Well, somebody read it out loud. What exactly was his motive? He did not keep it a secret that we may no longer be a reproach. See, when your wall line, you're recoil because the enemy come in the camp anytime you get ready. In your life. You know. That's why we trying to tighten everybody up. Anybody gonna be following you, calling you every 5 minutes, looking for you. But, man, come on. What did it say in 2:17?
Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach.
See, now, this apostolic calling, mantle, and anointing is not just on me. Because you're connected, it's on you. So you have to learn from me how what I do, how I carry myself. Am I lackadaisical? Am I not on my job? Am I not in prayer and doing the things I'm supposed to do so I can hear what God can use go through me and in me? And if you know, the Bible says, if God is for you, who can be against you? Well, God always for you. He just want to be in you, not through you. He want to can trust you to carry out. So that, you see what he read him? So he, that we may no longer be a reproach. Nehemiah's primary motive was to honor and bring glory to God, not himself. See that? Listen. There are a lot of broken down walls in what were once vibrant personal relationships. It is possible to rebuild those walls by first acknowledging your personal responsibility in the records. Mm-hmm. So we're going to recognize that this morning. Then work with the person you're reaching out to. You cannot rebuild a relationship alone. Once you establish that relationship, keep working to perfect and further strengthen it. Mm-hmm. Okay, just see the ministry too, all right? It says, relationship or hard work. The truth is, all of us need help from our outside ourselves. We all need to acknowledge that the hand of our God is good upon us, and our ultimate purpose should always be to bring him glory. Just as Nehemiah gave God glory for the rebuilt walls, just as Nehemiah gave God glory for the rebuilt walls. Now this code word is recognition. I want you to get that word synchronized for the day. That's your word for the day. Every move you make, recognize. Every move, because you've got the Holy Spirit as a compass. Everything that we are not up to par and God is not in us and using us, we have found some sad excuse not to do it. Recognize you're not building a wall. Live your life so that others, there it is now. Live your life so that others will recognize that God is working in you and through you. See. Mm-hmm. Let Lord, and then he prayed this prayer, and we'll start praying. Lord, let others see you in me. I want you to do something through me, not for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me read it again. Live your life, recognition is the word, core word. Live your life so that others will recognize that God is working in you and through you. And then the prayer. Let's pray this. Lord,
let others
see you in me.
See you in me.
I want you to do.
I want you to do
something.
Something
through me.
Through me.
Not for me.
Not for me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
How long are you to pray?
5 minutes.
All right, 15 minutes. Then let's go. Make sure you keep Nehemiah with you and look at different versions that you can inspire. She better reach out, begging, right, begging, and draw your lines, and point out the voice right. But let him work in you and through you and stop acting so much for you. The reason you got to act so much for is because it's not in and through not working. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The in and through working, far ain't gonna be there. And you're praying for somebody else all the time. What to do with this? You're so blessed. You ain't praying for something. You praying. What you want me to do with this?
Right. Right. Right.
Huh? I want you to say this out your mouth. My cup.
My cup.
Run it over. I'm showing you how to get your cup running over. Mm-hmm. Stop going after it. Go after him. Mm-hmm. Then it'll be through you and in you. The far you will take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Can y'all see that?
Yes,
I'm so glad. So that's a divine recognition. There's a supernatural recognition in this room this morning. I'm here on purpose. I'm here, you got your own private personal apostle this morning.
Mm-hmm.
A supernatural. Who else in the world getting this right here? See? It's a supernatural recognition that a divine recognition. It's a divine, God is cloaking you with a divine identity that always recognize he's functioning in and through me. Therefore, now another word coming up. Therefore, God has to respond to your accountability with his responsibility. He becomes responsible for you because you are accountable to him. Wow, I never heard that before. Your accountability releases God's responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So God just has to do some things for you because he wants you to keep doing what you're doing for him. All right. Need that cold word to keep you on track all day today. Yeah, I might get y'all all one of these books because you got a cold word for every day. You got a date, you got a lesson, you got a cold word. And that recognition, see, recognition all through the day. You're not gonna be able to skip that word. I mean, yeah, you can, you know, what am I doing? What am I thinking? What's my sign? So that recognition is so powerful. When Nehemiah heard that the wall of Jerusalem was torn down, he recognized that God needs somebody to work through. God needs somebody to work in. He was in the most unlikely position because he was a servant and he was on the slave. But God gave him favor and then gave him the material to build a wall. All you gotta do is wanna do it. Yeah, just like Darrow. We built like this because I want to do it. I want to yield to the assignment he gave me, and he put certain people around me, and we did it.
Mm-hmm.
What we did, we yield. And through us, and in us, it's just always looking for somebody to do that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You gotta get happy about God.
Right.
You just can't, man, that God's one of the other agenda on your table, mm-hmm. on your computer. You got a page for God. You got internet contact with God. He got to be everything. And so with what I'm doing at this point of the heyday in my ministry, you ain't going to make it. You just not going to make it because it's too much of a responsibility he has placed on us in this little place. And he's opened too many doors. He have aligned this ministry where men can't control it. Very few ministries in the world where man can't control it. But over the years, he built this ministry like that. So this ministry is from under control of television, under control of massive ministry. He just to move all that. That we can do what he tells us to do, independent of what anybody else say. See what I'm saying? And so you all are close to us in this permission. And so I remember these words, and you had to hear these words. You have to have check and balance in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Check and balance. You know, check yourself. Nobody else got to check you. Check yourself. And make sure you balance. I'm balancing what I'm doing. And that's going to take discipline. That's going to take maturing. I can't do things like I used to do. See? Because this wall we're building is an apostolic wall. So it's an Ephesians 4, what we were preaching on last night. 4:11 through 16 wall. Just those scriptures there about a lot of criteria. But we got to, you know, we got to mature. We got to do the work of the ministry. And our personal life has to be built, edified into such a structure that we're not a pushover. Okay? I had a boy, I was telling Gracie the other day, came around job when I was working day, on the day shift. Boy named Sonny Suggs. He was a little younger than me. Now, I was younger in those times, you know, younger. And, but Sonny would do everything right, and we sitting around trying to talk. He gone. He getting the job done, man. And so we kind of upset him, you know. He just doing everything. He doing everything right. We doing basically everything wrong. We just messing around with the job. And what we know, man, Sonny come out there and Sonny would tell us what to do. He became the foreman. Just like that. But he worked his way. And I don't think he was doing it for that. He was just being a man. If you just be a woman, just be a man, God will promote you. You know, and that's what he did. Yeah, I mean, when we looked, he wasn't doing it no more. We were doing it, he'd give another one. They bumped him up as a substitute foreman. Man, but it has to be in you. If you see, this is not a wrestling match. I don't have to keep twisting your arm, calling you, hugging you, and all that stuff. You need to grow up, know that you have accountability and a responsibility that the Lord can now show you how. I mean, how many people birthed in a ministry like this? Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to her too, and she's my daughter. How many people birthed in a ministry like this? Why hide her? And then some people look at it, this job is a whole lot more valuable than money.
Mm-hmm.
This job show you how to have authority over money, not that little check you get it. You got an opportunity here extensively infinite.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're praying every morning. You know, keep praying. Let this ministry have a shocking effect throughout the whole world. Why? Let this ministry have a shocking effect throughout the whole world. Why? Let this ministry have a shocking effect throughout Louisiana, throughout Darryl, throughout Gonzales. A shocking effect. Manifestation and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And to you be the glory. So thank you that those pushing the cart. They're exposed. We've been trying to use your name. Oh my goodness. How about my they'll call us today. Glory to God. Shocking. We believe it. Now I'm going to say something shocking to all of y'all. None of y'all got it. All y'all say some beautiful things. But the recognition here is that we're rebuilding the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But all it take all that lumber y'all were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about the whole building, but that lumber, recognize, but we're rebuilding the wall. See, mm-hmm. We've had ministry over the years. I've seen it, only y'all have seen it. Everybody's trying to tear the wall down.
Mm-hmm.
By the Holy Ghost, give me that class. I'm going to church this morning. Everybody's trying to tear Jericho wall down. But nobody just needs this wall that needs to be built there in Nehemiah. And that's what the church needs. We done tore down enough walls. We need to have a revelation of rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
And so that recognition is that when you get to your death, you get to your death, when y'all moving around in your day, recognize all that everybody's saving here, what we need to be recognizing. And I guess recognition, we can put these rebuilding restoring, responsibility. See, the whole type of word we need to have with us to when we say recognition, we need to think we're rebuilding. What you're rebuilding? We're rebuilding the apostolic wall. The wall that was around the church in a revelatory government. A government that you could not see the government itself, but you see the results. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? It's an invisible government that has manifestation and demonstration seen from it. Mm-hmm. That's what this ministry is all about. I mean, because the impossibilities of us being where we are now is so gross, but yet from the invisible government and taking responsibility and being accountable called us to not, and excuse what I'm saying, called us not to have a white man standing over us.
Sure.
And we can't go to the bathroom and stay 2 minutes. Y'all go to the bathroom in peace. Y'all can stay as long as you want. And that, when I was, you don't stay in the bathroom. You hurry up and get your tail out of here.
Right.
Because, what were you? Man, I went to the bathroom, you know. That don't make no difference. So I guess we can strike this, and Lord don't get upset. We need some black dignity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when I say black dignity, I mean just being dignified. That's all I mean. Don't let nobody strip you with no inferiorities. And we got to make, our aim is to want to make God look good. Mm-hmm. And so, You got the word recognition as your code word today. Mm-hmm. You recognize, I ain't doing this right. It's wrong. I said I was gonna be there at 7:15. It's 7:25. It's wrong. Just recognize it. See, one aspect of the Holy Spirit that I want to give to him this morning as I feel the inspiration of God is he's a reminder. Or he will make a recall of your commitment to it. He ain't gonna push you, but he gonna remind you if you're not dead. See, because if I give a man my word, I'm gonna do everything I can to carry it up. I'll tell y'all I'm gonna be here for 7 o'clock. I'm gonna be here, one way or the other. I'm calling a two dead cows died in the road, but I'm gonna run over them sometimes if you don't move after a while. I'm coming, you see what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
That commitment, just set yourself. Set yourself to be committed. Once you set your dial on commitment, that's it.
You're gonna do it.
I had a flash about something just now. I don't know what it was. I'm about to do something. I was talking. I should have stopped and picked that thing up. What was it? Missed that. But I had that recognition. Recognition also would build, write these words down, will build a realization. It'll build a realization of how important it is for God to work in me and through me all the time. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't set it on the side and say, well, now God, this is my time. What? You ain't got no time. So what I'm saying is, and you begin to enjoy it. See, the reason it's laborers to you now is legalism. Mm-hmm. You're trying to be legally right. Once you capture the essence of it in the spirit, it would almost be leisure to you. You see what I'm saying? But the legalism the clock and all that stuff, you got it's fighting all the time. You know, like for instance, you know, when I got that inspiration to be here with y'all this morning, I had no question. I told Rachel, I'm getting my juice ready. I'm putting out the garage at 8:30. I got to go. And that's why I'm here. But it's an opportunity. God wanted me here for a reason. Now, if you demonically relax and miss it, whoa, you heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Demonically, I never heard that. Relax and miss this opportunity, that's another chance you miss for God to use you in a different way. I'm here for a reason this morning. Now, giving God the glory. How many million would like for me to be here this morning? Say, what, the pot's coming? Shoot. I'll bury my daddy later. I'm going to go on up. Cut the funeral back at 2:00. I'm going to go down there. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important. This book, you know, y'all, I feel y'all. It's the believer's code.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you
right? No, I was trying to think about it because I knew the book, but I didn't.
Just order some more.
Okay.
Yeah. That's going to be our. I haven't read the whole book, but I see it got a pretty good track. So I think this will keep us on the same cold wood every day. That's powerful, man. Yeah, you know, it's all that, you know, record. And then I guess some of y'all get it on your. You get it on your. Phone, I guess, and have it quickly as possible. But I'll order some of the books.
I'll take them.
See, yesterday the word was gift. So all day yesterday, I just thought about gift. And the gift, you're talking about grace, mercy, and love was the three gifts he talked about. So all through the day, I think about gift and think about God's grace, God's mercy, and God's love. It's with me, it's through me. There's any for anybody to come around. All right.
You guys.
Let me give you for answer. I just opened up November 16th. Isaiah 61:8. True highway. For I, and I don't know what he's going to say, but I knew it. For I, the Lord, love justice. He said, God is love, 1 John 4:8. In Isaiah 61:8, we hear our all-loving God said that he loves justice. In order to be true to his flawless character, then God must judge us. The very sinners whom he created and whom he loved. He must judge you and me for our rebellion and disobedience, for our pridefully going our own way, and judgment for that sin is separation from our holy God. But this is where Jesus stepped in. He's the holy and sinless God-man who came into this sin-filled world to suffer God's wrath and judgment for our sin. He did that when he died on the cross. According to his gracious and perfect plan, in the body of his only son hanging on the cross, God loved and his justice kissed. Now the core word that day is substitute. Since God is a God of love, and doesn't want you punished for your sin. This is where your substitute, the Lord Jesus, stepped in to die in your place. Focus on that fact that Jesus satisfied the righteous demand of the law in your place. Then he prays this prayer. Father, I am sinful and therefore unable to stand before you and meet you, your just demand. But I praise you that you will not see my sin when you look at me, forgiven and cleansed by the blood of Jesus, my eternal substitute, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, with that lesson and that thought, just there, I just randomly opened up to that. You know, you think about you remember I said that Jesus' death was not an assassination.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was not an execution. It was a sacrifice, okay? So, why do God have to assassinate you every day to do what's right?
Right, 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 right.
Insult your intelligence. You know what you're supposed to do. Why do you have to be executed every day or every week? You got to put you on the cross. See? So you have to rely. He says in Romans 12:1, I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the voice of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice. See, that is right there. Holy and acceptable to God. So I can't do this with my body because my body already is given. See, you have to do it because you listening? Satan can literally take your body. He can take your mind. He can take your discipline from you. That's why that's a soul problem. That's a mind thinking problem, you know. And oh Lord, this system, and just have you doing stuff. I mean, want our time, want our commitment, and we want to put God. No, I'm your motivator speaking to you.
Right.
You gonna put God in that back burner. Recognize. You don't have to be assassinated. Listen now. You don't have to be executed. You don't have to be jerked on. Recognize that you are substitute. Sacrifice. That's why Romans 12:1-3 is so powerful. Because you're not gonna get it done if all three of them not in play. I don't know why Paul put the body first there. I don't know why I understood it enough. Second, he put the mind, the soul, then he's talking about the spirit in the third voice. See. That crap, when you're not doing what you're supposed to do, that's crap the enemy putting around you. He's stealing some of your joy because one of my joy is, and I have days, but I move beyond mood. Because if I have a mood or you have a day that looks like it's not going to be a good day, I don't pay it no mind. I just keep pushing, keep pressing. Stay, but you got to recognize every day and everywhere you have to make sacrifice. See, as I told him in church Sunday, some people just acting. Some people ain't dying. They ain't crying. We cry. We said, why you did her that? Her right hand out, you can't see it. It's about a $7 million check put in her hand. You get the house crying broke. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It don't make no sense, man. This make-believe world has and it will take you if you don't know the real world. And so around here, I'd like for y'all to know the real world. One of the key words that the millionaires use is teamwork. Another key word is going the extra mile. That's two of them, 17 of them all together. But we need to recognize we're a team. I mean, if Chantel running slow, behind on something, could we just pick it up as if it never happened? And that's the way we do it around here. And I want y'all thinking. I'll tell y'all this. By the grace of God, y'all listening? We have the product.
Absolutely.
We have the good. God has given it to us through insufficiency and inadequacy. Grace has put it in place that we have enough stuff to touch the whole world. But we got to thank, when y'all meeting and thanking, thank Tank. Now, don't think beyond the Holy Ghost. First of all, thank THNK, the Holy Ghost, for the right type of thinking. Because you get in a, that's not the word. You can get in a modern mode and miss the mark. You know, we're pioneers. We the one pulled off TV. They're watching us. All them years ago, we pulled off TV. Man, going off TV, how you gonna make it? Then the other men find out, oh, he's still making it. They can pull off. because that was one of the greatest horse they had built. What a month?
Almost $100,000.
$100,000. I mean, it wasn't bringing the revenue in, and we got off, and nothing changed. Matter of fact, things got better. But it was a pioneering factor that had to be done. But by the grace of God, we did it. I just rhymed it one day, just did it. And we did it, and here we are. Now, you have one of the most lack of a place in the world of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ain't got a bunch of meeting, you ain't got a bunch of people breathing down your neck, peeping in your office every 20 minutes, calling you on the phone. You almost have to be, self-sacrificial and self-ignited to work here. Because anybody, it's just there will be no work every 5 minutes. We can't do that. It makes somebody else's life miserable. All right, that's bad.